This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Mike Pesca on an argument in the Catholic Church: should politicians who vote for abortion rights be allowed to receive communion? First, though, we want to review some of the testimony that occurred yesterday before the Senate Armed Services Committee when top U.S. military commanders from Iraq appeared to testify about the investigation into prison abuse at Abu Ghraib prison near Baghdad. Here's how the commander of Middle East Forces, General John Abizaid, put it.
If I may, sir, this system is broken.
General Abizaid and other top officers told senators yesterday that although they take responsibility for the abuse that occurred at the prison, they simply were not aware of it at the time. Joining us now is retired U.S. Army General Robert Scales. He served in Korea and Vietnam. He was also commandant at the U.S. Army War College, and he's a sometime consultant to NPR News. General Scales, welcome back to the program.
Hello, Alex.
What was surprising about the testimony you heard yesterday?
I think the most surprising and revealing thing to me was the candor of all of the three officers who testified, an admission, particularly on John Abizaid's part, that the structure by which the command in Iraq handled prisoners was, to use his words, broken.
He elaborated on what he called the broken system, and here's a part of what he said.
Our doctrine is not right. It's just not right. I mean, there are so many things that are out there that aren't right in the way that we operate for this war. This is a doctrinal problem of understanding where you bring, what do the MPs do? What do the military intelligence guys do? How do they come together in the right way? And this doctrinal issue has got to be fixed if we're ever going to get our intelligence right to fight this war and beat this enemy.
General Scales, when a commanding general talks about doctrine, what does that mean in military terms?
Doctrine is simply the rules by which an army fights. Doctrine is the essential ingredient to creating a unified effort and cohesion among a very, very large mass of soldiers. I mean, if you think of it in the sense that the soldiers in Iraq, some 130,000, each one of them has a free will, so to speak, and a different views and opinions, the thing that glues them together and gives them a unity of purpose are the rules, the doctrine by which they go about their daily lives.
As you heard General Abizaid's testimony, do you think he was talking just about the prisoners? It sounded to me as though when he said there are so many things in this war that are not right in doctrine, is he talking about more than the prison problem?
Oh, I think absolutely. One of the lessons that's coming out of this war, I think, is evidenced not just by what happened at the prison, but in other areas as well. We have evolved over the last 30 years or so a military system that's very technocentric, that views solutions to military problems in terms of building machines to solve them. And what John Abizaid is referring to in frustration is a realization that war is a human endeavor, and that issues like culture and cognition and understanding play just as much a part in this new style of war as the ability to apply machines to the problem, so to speak.
One thing that the general told senators yesterday was that they had gone, general officers had gone to Abu Ghraib prison, looked around on several occasions. They had heard reports that there were problems there. But when they got there, they didn't find anything wrong. And he kind of suggested that that's what happens when you show up and you're a general. You know, all the problems are solved.
I disagree with that. A general who has connections in the chain of command, who understands situations, who clearly can sense and perceive, can walk into a unit, almost any unit, and almost immediately, intuitively, understand that something's not right. There's an old saying in the Army that there's no such thing as bad units, only bad commanders. That bad units, bad atmospherics, bad command climate is evident almost in the atmosphere that you breathe when you're around those units.
Retired Army General Robert Scales, former commandant of the U.S. Army War College and consultant to NPR News, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
And here's a related note. NPR News has learned that at least three Marines were convicted of prisoner abuse in January, and at least two other Marines still face charges of maltreatment and assault on prisoners, this stemming from the death of an Iraqi detainee last June. You can get full details on this story from our website, npr.org. The story ran this morning on Morning Edition.